Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come together with the listening audience to hear an empowerment message. We're grateful today as we have Evangelist Hope Brogdon with us again this week. Amen. Evangelist, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Amen, 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 amen. As I stated, it's a glorious day, and I'm anxious to hear what the Lord has to speak through this awesome woman of God. We're thankful to those who have called in this morning. If you have questions or comments during the broadcast, press 1. We can let you in with those questions and comments. But I'm not going to prolong. Evangelist, I'm going to turn it over to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I was, I'm coming from Matthew, chapter 26, 36 through 46. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man, being betrayed into the hands of sinners, rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." The Lord was saying, it only takes one. And he was talking to me about one coming in and contaminating, and then us also not being alert, watching, and not taking action. And he referred me to one of the passengers on flight 93, how they were saying, "Let's roll," how they were going to take action. Here they are in a hostage situation on a plane. Everybody knows the crash of 9/11, Flight 93. But how they had made a decision that they were going to take action and try to gain control. And I think about Raphael Lemkin, who was a Polish attorney who had lobbied the UN to bring together the Genocide Convention to make countries accountable for the prevention and to also take action for those who carry out genocide. So I think about these about people being just of one. People might not think that they were special, but how they dedicate and press their lives for the cause. And when I read about this, about the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, he called his, you know, we could say, you know, how we have, you know, people come together and pray with us. And Pastor, you know, we deal with this. We try to come together for Bible study. We deal with this when we try to come together for prayer them, a corporate prayer, how people are slack. So when I read this, I'm sitting here going, he asked them, and it was not once, twice, but three times they failed him. So the question that we face today is, are we alert? Are we paying attention to what's going on around us? Do we have each other's back? Are we sleeping? We had talked about the shootings in South Carolina. And my question to God was, how can we as believers not recognize when a wolf comes in among our fold? How did someone not discern? How was someone not watching? And I'm not trying to take away from the loss of life. I'm trying to look at it as is. Are we sleeping? Are we on our post? So that's what God laid on my heart this past week. We're so eager to say we're gonna do for God, and then we start slacking, then we get comfortable, and then we compromise. Let me go back to Matt. I'm gonna go back to Matthew. When I'm gonna go to Matthew 4. Matthew 4:18-20. Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. So here, immediately, they just dropped it. They didn't hesitate. They didn't say, "We got to call a meeting." They just immediately did what Jesus had asked them to do. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we sit here and we procrastinate. We're like sitting ducks.
Jesus.
Sitting ducks. Mm-hmm. And that's not how, I understand, yes, we're flesh, and yes, we get slack, but this is not the time to be slack. This is not the time to be asleep. This is not the time to not be alert. He tells us to watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. And I thought about that. I'm like, he called them out three times. Three times in the garden. Y'all asleep. Didn't I tell y'all pray? Didn't I tell y'all watch out? Three times. So the question is, how much are we going to let go by? Or how much are we going to let happen? How much life are we going to lose by not being alert and watchful? Now, you know that we were in service recently, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And how, we're just sitting there and we're picking up a foul spirit. Now, my question was, what is everybody so oblivious to? Oh, okay. Because they're more interested in the dog and pony show. It's all about, stroking. People are being so sensitive to people's feelings and not standing on the word of God or applying the power of God in action to even deal with foul spirits. Are you sleeping? Are you awake? Are you alert? What are we going to do? That's the issue today.
Yeah. And as you were reading that passage, I was saying ouch, because I've shared with you and a few others this week, in taking the ministry burnout assessment. And for me, I thought I was in a pretty good place, not feeling any particular kind of way. But after taking the assessment, I realized that I was at a place of burnout where felt like I had extended, I had offered, I had spoken, I had instructed, I had prepared, I had done all these things. And then, like you said, okay, now where are the people? And I have to be honest, and I know Elder Lisa had asked a question on Facebook about no more boot camp, and I didn't reply because at that moment my response was in my flesh, and I wouldn't have been led by the spirit because my response was in my flesh, and so I didn't respond. But the truth of the matter is, yes, of course there is additional boot camp. Of course there will be additional teachings. Why? Because Valerie is not doing this because this is what Valerie chooses to do. Valerie is doing this because this is what Valerie's been instructed to do by the Spirit of God. So, when these things happen, and they do, you know, for those who are asleep, and we keep coming and nudging them and keep coming and poking them and like, excuse me, what are you doing? Are you with us? Are you going to do this? I mean, what else do I need to do? You know, I've gotten to a place and God's got to help me, but I'm not nudging as much as I used to, and I'm not poking as much as I used to, and I'm not calling and following up as much as I used to, because there's got to come a time of maturity in each of our walks that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know, and no one has to continue to hold our hand and give us bottle milk all the days of our lives. We should be maturing in the things of God, to discern and digest the word of God such that I can stand on my own. And because he loves me the way that he does, I'm going to get up off of my do-nothing. I'm going to be accountable for what God has spoken to me that I should do in accordance to the person that or the ministry that he's attached me to. You're not going to have to pacify me anymore. I'm going to stand up and be who God called me to be, and that's why I'm allowing to flow. Now, I have to ask God. So I thank you. I have to ask God, God, can I go to sleep? can I take a nap? Because I'm tired. I'm tired. God, can I take a nap? And, you know, I might step back for a minute, and he'd be like, Valerie, what are you doing? And I'd be like, all right, God, all right. And it's not like I'm busting at him, but I know my heart, and I can imagine the heart of other leaders who do for their people, who go out and lay before God and come up with curriculum and do these things to promote growth in the ministry, and the people act like, I don't feel like it. 5 o'clock in the morning, that's too early. Wednesday night, I got to watch something coming on TV and I want to miss my show. Really? Oh, that is that kind of party? Is that kind of part? That's the stuff that we have to deal with. But we can't let that get us to a place, you know, because Jesus said to them, look, come on. Come on. At the end of the day, get up, come on, let's go. We got work to do. You took your three naps, you know. Come on, get up, we got to go.
That's right. It's already done. Let's go.
Let's go. So you got your nap. You should be good to go for a minute now because you didn't got your naps in. I done came back three times, and you chilling. So now you should be able to run. Come on, can we run now?
Yeah, we. I think when the Lord brought up genocide, that really hit me because he said, look at the news this week. And he said, okay, what are y'all arguing about? Y'all arguing about a flag. He said, y'all are arguing about whether or not gays can get married in all 50 states. He said, all this stuff is going on here. And he said, and I want you to pay attention to what's going over in Sudan. It was like, you have a president who is killing off over a million. I think they said about 100 a day now. Mm-hmm. And here he has a warrant for his arrest. He's already, you know, the facts have already been laid out. Yes, he's been accused. You know, he's going to stand trial. And everybody's letting him. Nobody is helping to capture him. Right. And that struck me as innocent lives are being slaughtered because of my laziness. Mm-hmm. How many people are dying because of me? I don't want that on me. So it was a slap in my face and a bashing my head up against the wall. It's like, really? Are you really alert? You know, we get comfortable. You know, we'll do a few things and we start feeling, oh, great, things are going. And then God's like, really? Really? You just put your finger in that crack in the dam.
You could just stroke me twice and you think you can get everything now because you stroked me twice?
Yeah.
You think, you want all the promises now because you stroked my ego. You think you stroked my ego twice. And he said, the truth of the matter, all you did was you put on a performance. Because if you had real relationship with me, it wouldn't have been just twice. It wouldn't have been three times. It would be consistent.
Consistent.
I wouldn't have to come back every other week and say, excuse me, but can you get up out that bed with that man that's not your husband? Excuse me, can you stop sending pictures of yourself all over social media trying to act like you got it going on when you got insecurities and sin within yourself that you don't want to deal with? Excuse me, don't show up at church and say hallelujah, and then when you get back in your car, you calling somebody of the same sex saying, hey, can we meet up? Stop the foolishness.
Yeah, the song says, here I am to worship.
Him. That does not move him.
Yeah.
He says, spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. Those that worship me in spirit and in truth. You worship him in a spirit, but that spirit ain't even his. It ain't even the Holy Spirit, and it ain't got no truth in it. But yet you feel like now, oh, God is blessing me. God is answering my prayer. God is doing all kind of miraculous things on my behalf. Hallelujah, Jesus. But do you not know when you opening up your mouth, when you talking about the things you desire, the things you want, oh, I want a man like this, and a man show up, you think God did that?
Yeah.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Somebody said that a long time ago. I don't know what rap it was, but you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because when you opening up your mouth, speaking those things that you desire, the enemy hears that. And because the enemy is who he is, he will present you with the very thing that you asked for.
That's
why?
Right.
Because he seeks to destroy you. But you ain't in relationship with God to the extent that because the enemy presented it, you'll think it's God and you'll get all happy and sanctified. And holy, oh no, holy until he get in your presence and then your legs wide open. Come on, let's just
That's
be
right.
honest about this thing.
That's
wake
right.
up, wake up, wake up.
And contamination is easy. The Lord, I wrote down a visual. He showed me a glass of water and he said, now add a drop of colored ink. And I just could visualize the ink slowly flowing throughout the water. And he said, what do you see? He said, one drop did that.
One drop.
One drop contaminated the entire glass. And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh. We cannot allow any cracks to exist. And I think about the picture with the little boy sticking his finger in the crack in the dam. You know, we want to patch stuff up. Oh my gosh. We want to patch it up. You know, I can do without that today. But then we keep going back. We keep trying to patch stuff up. Well, soon enough, there's going to be so many cracks. The whole dam is going to explode. We can't allow any contamination to happen. So we have to refocus and we have to be alert because people are dying.
Yeah, people are dying.
Seriously.
Not just people in the world are dying. People in the quote-unquote church are perishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You are right in the midst of everything you need. God is equipped leaders to speak into your spirit. He has equipped leaders to pour into you, to make you, to aid you in being the vessel that God desires that you be. And you sit amongst that. And you do nothing.
Right.
And in that very spot, you're perishing.
Mm-hmm.
Right in that very spot. By not obeying. The word says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Too many of us are willing to take the sacrifice instead of just obeying, because the sacrifice
right.
feels good. The sacrifice sounds good. The
right.
sacrifice allows me to do things that my flesh wants me to do. The sacrifice is easy. But to have to obey God and do what he's required of me, it means that I've got to get up and do some things that it's not in my plan to do. Why? Because that's what God spoke. That's what the leader that God has placed you with spoke. That's what the spirit that resides on the inside of you is saying. You've got to get up now and do some things. And so here we are. Glory to God. For those that have been in a funky place, we'll call it, you've been in a funky place, and you've been wondering, what's going on? Why am I feeling like this? What's going on? What's going on? God said, today might be the day that you need to wake up. And you said, well, I am awake. I don't know what you're talking about. I am awake. What do you mean I got to wake up? Okay, yeah, physically you are awake, but spiritually you're still asleep. And it's time for you to wake up and to be accountable to what the Lord has spoken to you. It's time for you to be accountable to the purpose that God, his original intent for your life, the reason that he placed you in the earth. It's time for you to wake up and be accountable to that. The word said, what does it matter that you would gain the whole world and lose your soul? What does it profit a man? You gain the whole world and you lose your soul. Is it worth it? You know, you talked about the fact that, you know, on the air we've been talking about the gay marriage and the flag and different stuff like that. That's just been crazy. Oh, we've got someone that has something to say. Oh, glory. Okay. And my daughter, who's an attorney, I said, Tiffany, what are your thoughts? And she said, Mom, I'm going to be honest with you about this. She said, morally, it's wrong because it speaks against what God says. She said, but as a lawyer, I understand their argument, and I have to agree with the argument. Not that it's morally right, but how it was presented in such a way that, oh, yeah, okay, I see that. We've got a caller. Hold one moment.
It's probably
good morning.
Me.
Oh. That was you. Good morning, Hopi.
I know. I got excited and ended the call. And
that's okay.
Okay.
But, you know, it's those things that we get, we focus on the wrong things. Even with what
exactly
the government has said, okay, it's good. You can do this in every state in the United States. It's good. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I go back to
That's
what
right.
we said maybe it was last year. We got to learn how to love the hell right out of them. Because,
right.
see, sin is sin. And we know that the world is going to encourage sin because we're not a part of this world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we can expect that things that take place here in the earth are not things that are a part of what heaven wants. Now, our responsibility
That's right.
was to come and make earth look like heaven. But we've got to know
right.
that we're going to have to face some demons. We're going to have to face some dark the rulers in dark, rulers in high places. That was rulers in high places. Wickedness in
mm-hmm.
high places. The word speaks of those things. We knew this stuff was going to take place. But what
exactly.
happens now is that although the ruler, the court has said it's good to do, it's good, you can do this, then it's our job to go to them and say, let's pray. Let's pray.
Mm-hmm.
Not to please the flesh, but let's pray to please God.
Right.
Come on, let's wake up today. Let's wake up
right.
because, see, what you're doing right now is that you're feeding on your emotions. Somebody struck you wrong that was of the opposite sex. Somebody abused
right.
you that was of the opposite sex. Somebody hurt you. And in that hurt, now you've turned to
mm-hmm.
someone of the same sex expecting
right.
that's going to do,
yeah,
do
yeah,
better.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Let me tell you, I was abused as a child. I was abused as a teen. Didn't tell anybody, internalized that thing for a lot of years. And it made me very promiscuous when I was early, and early on in my life. And my thing was, I'm going to get you before you get me. I wouldn't allow anybody else to inflict pain on me again. I was going to inflict pain on them. I'm going to get you first. And so that turned me into a very ugly person. But one day I looked in the mirror and I saw truth. And truth was that besides all that I'd done, despite all that I'd done, God still loved me. And he still had a purpose for my life. And he was there waiting for me to just release that, come to him and allow him to pour back into me and allow me to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And in that healing, I can now embrace somebody else. I don't like sin. I don't like the sin that I've done or may do now. I don't like the sin, and he doesn't like the sin either, but he loves us.
Right.
So we got to stop being mad. Stop bashing the gay when you married and you lusting after some other skirt. Come on. You married and you looking at somebody else's print in the front of their pants. Come on. You got a husband at home that you ain't looking at. That's still sin, baby. That's still sin. So don't get mad because you see gays and you be like, oh, God, they make me sick. Oh, he's such a flame. Yeah, they are flames. Mm-hmm. And I say, yeah, oh, look at that flame. Yeah, because that's what he is. He wants the attention. He's flamboyant. They want the attention. But get past all of that. That's still a soul that needs Jesus, that needs to be
That's
saved,
right.
because God has turned many around, and he can still do it. But we've got to wake up.
And, you know, the thing you were saying is that we already knew that this was going to, knew that this was coming anyway.
Yeah.
But
the
thing that I was tripping on was the reaction of everybody. I'm like, why is everybody getting all out of cahoots? Where are you in your faith?
Yeah.
Where are you in your faith? We already knew about it. We already knew about it. So now what do we have? Yeah. So why are we getting off of our wall to come down and get into the midst of the hoo-ha? And see, and they we go, we got distracted. So we get distracted by the parade, and we're not doing what we should be doing.
Glory to God.
Because like you
Glory
were saying, you walked into the place and they knew who you were. You didn't have to announce who you were, what you were, what you do, or nothing. But they
mm-hmm.
knew according to your spirit.
Mhm.
So what spirit are they reading when you step down off the wall?
Come on. When you walk into a place, you say, oh, that's one of us or that's one of them.
Thank
Depending
you.
On where you
exactly.
at, that might be a good or a bad thing. You make that determination.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mhm. Yeah.
I cut up and act a fool all day long with my coworkers, but at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, they honor me. Miss Val, when they got a question, Miss Val, when they need their quiet time, they're glad when everybody else walk out the office and it's just the two of us. Miss Val, it happens that way. Why? Not because I parade around saying, I am the prophet, I am the right reverend, I am the apostle, I am this, I am that. No, I'm Valerie, and I keep it real
with
you. But I'm gonna be honest with you because I recognize who I am in him. I know that I had to wake up. I had to wake up and walk in this thing because I had been dying too long and I had been affecting too many lives in a negative way. I understand who I am. And the only way that you can realize who you are is you've got to wake up. You've got to wake up.
That's right.
You got to wake up. This was good, Evangelist. We're down to about a minute. You want to pray us out? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Woo, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up and telling us to be alert and to be watchful. We thank you, Lord God, for showing us that we do not want to be the ones who are contaminants, Lord God, and that we are the ones that you have put here to be the light. Thank you, Father God, and to bring those to you. We thank you, Lord God, for the eye-opening that you have given us upon this morning. And we're going to take it and we're going to run with it and we're not going to sleep. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. This is good. I want you to join us again on Tuesday at 7 p.m. where I will have author Avril Somerville share with us regarding her new book, A Journey of Life on Purpose. She's a phenomenal writer, phenomenal woman of God who will be with us to share that Tuesday at 7 p.m. As always, every day, do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all.